Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, welcome in to another winning edition of Final Pitch News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins defeat the Chicago White Sox, already take the series by winning the first couple of games at Target Field. They look to get the sweep tomorrow afternoon. As always, the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the show, whether you're leaving the ballpark, you want to call in, 651-461-9226. Or if you'd like to utilize technology in the way of texting the show to let your opinion, your voice be heard, 651-461-9226. And let's start with talking about this offense. The Twins have surprised me over the course of the last week and a half with the amount of offense that they've been producing. You know, they score 6 runs tonight, 9 last night. They scored 3 in the finale against the Pittsburgh Pirates. But before that, they, even though they got swept by the Pirates, 9 runs and then 5 runs before that. So when I look at the lineup, and I think that many of you will look at the lineup, and you'll see names that you recognize, and then you'll see names that you don't, right? And the names that you recognize would be Buxton and Lee and Larnick. And to some degree, I guess you could look at, you know, Austin Martin. But by and large, when you look at this lineup, you wouldn't think that this lineup would be maybe necessarily, at least in my opinion, as productive as it's been lately. But they're getting good production that speaks well to what they're trying to do. Even in games that they've lost here recently, they've been able to put some runs on the board. Unfortunately, we've had so many injuries and the inconsistency with the starting rotation and guys coming in and out and guys being on the injured list and stuff like that, that the pitching has fallen off here over the course of the last 2 to 3 weeks. But the bottom line is you like what your offense is giving you tonight, and they gave enough run support to kind of prelip for him to get his second win on the season. Now, from a pitching perspective, Connor tonight, he goes 6, gives up 6 hits, 4 earned runs. He walked a couple of batters. He struck out 7 on 94 pitches. So I thought that it was, look, it was shaky early because the first couple innings, spot on, fine. That third inning, when he gave up 3 runs, it looked like the White Sox were absolutely attacking, and they were. But he settled down after that, and really, to be honest with you, the Twins, knowing that they have a young pitcher out there that's giving his all, they gave him some run support immediately. Getting one back in the third, then in the fourth, a 4 spot to stake him and give him a lead. And it was, I don't want to say it was smooth sailing, but it gave him some confidence. J-Lo, I don't know what you thought of the pitching tonight or what you have thought about the team from an offensive perspective, but I like what the offense is giving this team right now.
Well, with the pitching being down with injuries and guys coming up and going in and out of the rotation, you need to have some strong bats. And Keyshaw being back full-time, Buxton still playing well, Brooks Lee trying to continue to ramp up, Trevor Larnick coming back and trying to produce. They have guys that can be productive on an everyday basis in the MLB. They still are waiting for Royce Lewis. He's, as you heard in the post game, he's tearing up AAA.
Yeah.
So hopefully hopefully he's found a groove that he can come back up to Minneapolis, come back over to Minneapolis, and really get on a roll. And you've still got a couple other guys that you're waiting on to come back. So the fact that they're scoring runs, the fact that they're getting contributions, it bodes well.
I think, and I want to run this past you because I ran this past Chris last night, and this is actually one of the talking points that I had last night on Final Pitch after the victory last night. That, and look, I'm dealing in reality. The Twins right now are 29-33. I'll be more optimistic once we get back to 500. But I do feel as though, like, when we talk about at times this team, and Buxton, he's had his moments. Brooks Lee is offensively much better right now. We've seen Austin Martin have some moments. I thought it was a great game tonight, clearly for Luke Kuechel. I feel like a guy that he's getting less credit than he should is Trevor Larnach. I just feel like Trevor Larnach is producing for the Twins. I'm not saying he's producing at a level where you're like, oh, man, we have to give so much spotlight and attention on Trevor Larnach. But I feel like he's producing better than what he's been given credit for. What do you make of that assessment?
I think there has been an expectation that he would produce more than he has, not just this year, but in his career.
Yes.
So when he's finally catching a little bit of a spark, you hope it lasts, but he's just been very inconsistent.
Yeah, look, when you're coming out of a great program like Oregon State and him being a draft pick, I think a lot of people have looked at Larnach and expected maybe more, but I do feel like he's given this this team some great moments, some great at-bats, some juice at times, and he just kind of, in some small way, is underappreciated. Luke Kuechel, not underappreciated tonight. He was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs batted in, one of them a double, his ninth double on the season. That was Larnach who had his ninth double of the season. But Kuechel, just to me, he's one of those guys coming into the season that you look at and you felt good about and you were like, this is one of the young faces. Because that was the theme coming into the season, right? Who are the young guys that you're going to look to that could possibly be the next wave of Twins that will make you feel good? Because we all knew what happened and transpired last year at the trade deadline, but who are some of the young guys? And I think that of the young guys, and I don't know if you agree with this, but I think that Kuechel was the one that kind of topped the list. He was like the guy that everybody from an everyday position player standpoint, that was the guy that people wanted to see a lot more of. Because when he hopped out there and he got his first taste and his first at-bats and what he was doing down in Atlanta and just the way that he started, then immediately he ends up getting hurt. That was a bummer for a lot of fans, but to see him produce tonight I thought was awesome. And then Tristan Gray, I got to give him some props because he's really come on. You know, he's been given an opportunity to do well, and he actually, I think he's playing some good baseball right now.
I can't say anything different or better than that. Tristan Gray, I think, has been probably the find of the season coming into the team from outside. They're still trying to work in some other guys, but I think Tristan Gray has been if there's been a surprise on the positive side, I think he is the leading candidate for that so far.
Yep. 651-461-9226. Another thing that won't surprise you at all, and we talked about this last night, and this has been such the case with the Twins, is that when you've got runners in scoring position and you take advantage of that, you're going to win oftentimes. And tonight they did a really good job of that, going 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position. We've seen way too many times throughout the years where the Twins have been awful at driving in runs when they have guys in a position to come home and for them to score runs, and it just not work out. But that was not the case tonight. Another consecutive night in which they really have taken advantage. But with all due respect, the offense has been performing at a high level here over the course of the last week. All right, so we'll take our first break. Love to get your reaction. Love to get your thoughts, phone calls, or text. 651-461-9226. Twins defeat the Chicago White Sox, and this is Final Pitch.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, welcome back to Final Pitch News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins defeat the White Sox, already take the series, look to get the sweep tomorrow. Tonight, 6-4. That was your final score. Connor Prelope gets his second win on the season. And, you know, this team with the inconsistency that they've had with their starting rotation, it's been exactly that. It's been inconsistent. You know, you've got stretches where guys are able to get it done, and you have other stretches where it's been lacking. I do want to give a shout-out, though, tonight to the bullpen. In the bullpen that was horrendous at the start of this year, let's just call it for what it was, has been much better as of late. They have been. And there are a couple of guys I want to give. Well, one guy specifically tonight I want to give a shout-out to because I think he's improving, and you can tell he's improving in the season. Is Anthony DeMonda. Like, I think that he is improving, and you can see it right in front of your eyes. Tonight he goes an inning. He gives up one hit. He walked a batter, but he struck out three on 20 pitches. We've seen him get put into spots, and we've seen him be able to get out of jams. And I just – see, that's one thing that I appreciate is when you've got individuals and you put them in there, and you want to see the incremental, like, success. You want to see the improvement. And I do feel like we are seeing that with him right now. And so, look, I know it's been kind of an interesting situation with the rotation. And I know that everybody feels a certain way about the bullpen. And people were upset because they blew everything up at, you know, last season. I think that the ones, you know, in particular that Twins fans were super upset about to this day is Louis Varland and our attachment to him. But the bottom line is some of the guys in the bullpen I'm starting to see some improvement with. I don't know what you make of that.
I think that's been pretty obvious, and that was probably the most worrisome thing. In my opinion, that was the most worrisome thing coming into the season.
100%.
Was the gutted bullpen, you know, Griffin Jacks gone, Louis Varland gone, Johan Duran gone, and you're trying to figure out what to do with the guys that you had left and the guys that you're bringing up. And so the fact that they've steadied the ship, the fact that they've had instances where they've held leads late, and again, it's just like with the steadying influences on the offensive side of a Brooks Lee, of a Trevor Larnach, of a Luke Keyshaw, the steadying force in the bullpen that helps to solidify a team that's near 500. That helps you at least stay afloat, and then hopefully you go on a bit of a run.
I'll ask this question to the text line because I'm 100% curious about this. I'm even curious about what Jayla would say. At 651-461-9226. The best player on the Minnesota Twins, unquestionably, is Byron Buxton. Who's the second best player? Who in your opinion, is the second best player on the Twins roster? 651-461-9226. I think that that is a legitimate question. I think that maybe some people out there would text in, or somebody, if they were going to call in, would say Brooks Lee. Okay. Or maybe someone would say Luke Kuechel. I don't know. I think it's a legitimate question, though. Who is the second best player on this roster? I'll ask you, in your opinion, J-Lo, who is the second best player on this roster?
When you're talking about everyday players,
yes.
I would say for the season so far, from what I've seen, and again, I'm not in depth day to day on the team, but from what I've seen, from what I've heard from my bits and pieces, I'd say Cody Clemens.
Okay, I'm gonna go Brooks Lee. Sample size much larger. I think that third base, he's been playing really well at third base. I mean, well enough to where people are like, well, he's playing well at third base. Where do we put Royce next? And there are people that are like, well, first base? I know that that's kind of that. Right now, I feel like that's kind of the million-dollar question is like, what is the best place for Royce to play every day? And we will see probably in, you know, sooner than later. But I feel like Brooks Lee has to be the answer to that. Cody Clemens is a feel-good and he's made some plays and he's had some really good at-bats, but just when you're talking about offensively and defensively, I would definitely have to go with Brooks Lee. That would have to be my answer. 651-461-9226. Well, okay, I will say this. The text line has it right, okay? The text line has it right, but he's not available right now and he's going to be out at least another month. The text line is correct, though. The second best player is Jeffers. Ryan Jeffers was the second best player, but he's still going to be out, what, 5 more weeks? So that's the bummer. So, but text line, I give you credit. You're 100% right for the 651. The second best player has been Ryan Jeffers, but he is going to be out for a lengthier amount of time here, which is super frustrating. Because if Ryan Jeffers is in the lineup, we've seen so far with him out of the lineup, what he means defensively. And what I mean by that, J-Lo, is, and I know that Caratini was not behind the dish tonight. Tonight it was Alex Jackson. But one of the things that we talked about a ton was Ryan Jeffers utilizing the ABS system and challenging. He's damn near perfect with it. Everybody else, not so much. Like, he's a monster with it. He has got a great field. He has got a great strike zone. He gets it. Everybody else has been subpar. And that's real talk. So you got to factor that into it, because those situations can be game changers when you have a guy behind the dish
that's
able to do what he does.
I think that's a very astute thing to point out, because that can be a weapon. That can be something that is vastly important going forward, because getting strike calls when you don't get it initially,
yep,
changes counts, changes philosophies. That is going to, I think that is an unintended circumstance. I think really for the good is that you're going to have that as a weapon to use moving forward. If you have a catcher that knows the strike zone, that can feel out the strike zone, that has a good control of that.
Yeah, he's been awesome. I can't wait till Ryan Jeffers returns to the everyday lineup. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the highlights and a little bit of the post-game reaction. Twins defeat the White Sox 6-4, and this is Final Pitch. All right, final segment, final couple of minutes here, final pitch. That's the show. Henry Lake, Jonathan Lowe. We've been taking your text. Nobody's called in tonight. That's fine. You know, hopefully we'll get some energetic phone calls here as we get closer to 500 and feel better about the ball club. I know it's been up and down. It's been a roller coaster to this specific point. But the number is always 651-461-9226. But let's get into the highlights. Actually, before we get into the highlights, quick reminder. Connor Prelip went six innings tonight, give up six hits, four earned runs, seven strikeouts, a couple of walks. He gets a second win on the season. He was opposing Davis Martin, who's had a really good season to this particular point for the Chicago White Sox, who has been better than anybody expected, at least in my opinion. 4 2/3 for him, 10 hits given up, 6 earned runs, couple of strikeouts, 3 walks. He gets tagged with his second loss of the season. His record to this point is 8-2. All right, let's get to the highlights. It started with the White Sox scoring 3 runs in the third inning. But the Twins, they wanted to start to slowly creep into this thing, and they did that in the bottom of the third. Brooks Lee hits one deep enough for a sac fly to get the Twins on the board.
And the pitch swung on and hit high in the air, left center field. Antonacci's under it, should be deep enough. He makes the catch. Gray's going to tag. Throw comes to third. Sac fly, Brooks Lee. Twins are on the board. It's 3-1 in favor of the Sox.
All right, that's all that they would get in the third, but in the fourth, that's when the Twins would do some damage. Lukisho at the plate, an RBI single, brings the Twins closer. It was, at this point, 3-2, White Sox.
There's a line drive into left center field. That's going to land for a base hit. Mydroff drops, cuts it off, throw into third, not in time. Good base running by Keyshaw. He advances to second. So an RBI single, 3-2, Chicago.
All right, but then Tristan Gray, who's been like he's been kind of tearing it up a little bit here lately, racking up a bunch of runs, batted in. He brings in 2 runs to give the Twins their first lead of the night.
Line drive, base hit into left field. Here comes Martin. Kiesel being waved around. He'll score. The play is cut off by the pitcher. He throws the second, not in time.
How awesome was that? All right, so the Twins get their first lead at that particular point. It doesn't end there because Alex Jackson, he gets a broken bat hit and keeps the momentum going.
Count of 1-2. Broken bat flare into shallow right field, and it's going to land for a base hit. Gray will come around and score. A little broken bat flare. 5-3 Minnesota here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
All right, so 5-3 at that particular point. They go to the bottom of the fifth. Let's jump ahead. Lukisho, he brings home his second RBI of the game and extends that lead to 6-3.
Ground ball, third base, base hit. Bell, he's going to be waved around. Strong arm by the left fielder. Throw to the plate, and not in time. Ball skips away. So the Twins now up 6-3. Good slide by Bell.
I did mention that I thought that Bonner did a really good job tonight in the inning that he pitched. He gets a strikeout here with the bases loaded.
1-2. Swung and a missed, and he struck him out, and Bonda will leave him loaded in the seventh. Anthony Bonda with a giant strikeout to the delight of the crowd, especially the boys up in 238.
Gotta love that. And then here, the final highlight of the game, Byron Buxton. He reels in the final out in front of the wall.
2 balls and a strike. 2 outs in the ninth. Swung on, hit high in the air, right center field. Buxton drifting back. Buxton, base of the wall, feels forward, makes the catch. The ball game is over, and the Twins shake hands on victory number 29. They will win a series from the Chicago White Sox as they've taken 2 straight from the Pale Hose with 1 game remaining here tomorrow afternoon.
All right, post-game reaction. Let's hear from the manager, Derek Shelton, on just how the Twins pitched tonight.
Connor did a good job. I mean, he settled back down. He had the tough inning, and then I think he went 3 10-pitch innings in a row, which, again, as we talk about signs of growth, that's a sign of growth. It's probably, I mean, I don't know, it's probably the first time he's ever pitched in the seventh inning in his professional career. Is that right? Yeah. So, I mean, I thought he did a really good job, and then, you know, Bonda comes in, gets a big punch out in a situation. Gomi comes in, gets a big punch out. And then Gomez there in the ninth having to go through, you know, Peters is a pinch hit, and Vargas, who's as hot as just about anybody we've seen, and then get Montgomery. So, overall, was really pleased with our group.
Derek, at this particular point, talking about the offense's approach versus Davis Martin.
Anytime you see guys in back-to-back starts, and I mean, Davis Martin's been one of the best pitchers in the American League this year, came in with a sub two. I thought our guys did a good job of bringing him on the plate. This kid has a really good feel for going to both sides with his fastball and then kind of tunneling his breaking ball off it. And today we did a good job of bringing him to the middle, and then when he tried to go off, we didn't chase.
And last but not least, the winning pitcher tonight for your Minnesota Twins, Connor Prelip. Connor, was there anything different about facing the White Sox this time?
Yeah, it was just, like you said, we just played them, so it was pretty much the same game plan as last time, and today I feel like I just executed better.
All righty. All right, that's going to wrap up Final Pitch for Henry Lake and Jonathan Lowe this evening. I will talk to you guys tomorrow night, a full Lake show starting at 6 p.m.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.